Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin, and I'm joined by the Empanada Mama himself, Rich Stamboli.
I am the Empanada Mama. Can I do a quick Bernie Sanders impression?
Yeah, give me.
Now give me your money.
Is that it?
That's it.
You love empanadas.
I do love empanadas.
Can you make empanadas?
Yeah, not really. I can try. But my empanadas ain't that great. My wife makes a good empanada. My mom makes a great empanada. But like, I feel like that's one thing I have not mastered.
Shout out to Empanadas Cafe on 108th Street in Corona. Big shout out from our chat room for empanadas. Guys, this show is all about professional wrestling and maybe something else. Sometimes we talk about other things. We go all over the place with this thing.
We do.
I want to welcome everybody to this Friday edition. It's a Friday.
Trying something new.
Trying something new. 10 a.m. early morning.
I love 10 a.m. Fridays. For some reason,
Middays.
I feel like super magical because I know tomorrow is Saturday, you know?
You want to go to like 2 o'clock, like a midday show?
No. I want to. What's it? 10:08. I want to go to 10:12.
You want to go to 10:12? Perfect. A lot going on. Obviously, SummerSlam weekend is here. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is SummerSlam on a Saturday. Love it.
The best.
The best. You know who had to ruin my weekend? Ric Flair with his pay per view on Sunday.
Are you going to order it?
Of course.
You're going to have to.
I have to.
You know what would make SummerSlam on Saturday even better?
If you were coming over and not forgetting you made plans.
Sorry about that. We're on West Coast time.
Oh, SummerSlam on a Saturday.
At like West Coast 3 time. In the afternoon.
We have such envy for you guys on the West Coast. Like, Rich and I talk about this regularly. Mm-hmm. We'll go out, and it'll be like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Mm-hmm. We'll be like, dude, if we were in California right now, it'd be 2 o'clock. How great would that be?
Oh, it's the best.
We do that constantly with everything. We're like, you know how great it would be if we were just watching wrestling now at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? If we were in the UK, it'd be 1 o'clock.
That Rampage when CM Punk came back, I was like, yo, it's 7 o'clock right now. How great is this?
It was sunny.
Went out to dinner.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's great. A lot going on, obviously. Also, Vince McMahon, the big story still. The Vince McMahon stepping down. Life after Vince for WWE, as much as they can, obviously. We're gonna talk about that and a whole lot more. Rich, let's go into some of the news. The latest on Vince McMahon being out on WWE.
So, as I don't know if you guys heard about this, Vince McMahon is out of WWE. He is no longer in charge of creative. SmackDown saw Steph open the show by thanking Vince. We talked about this on our special Saturday show last week. I feel like the general consensus is that it was a little cringy. How about you?
Oh yeah, the I love Vince chat at the end. What is we love Vince?
We love you, Dad.
We love you, Dad.
I wish she said. I wish she looked at the camera with all seriousness and went, "I'm sorry, I love you,"
and then kicked the camera. Yeah. So there's a lot of weirdness here. So Stephanie opened SmackDown, obviously, and that was the beginning of the goodbye to Vince. SmackDown, by the way, on Hulu TV 14.
Interesting.
The last three episodes have been listed as TV-14 on Hulu. I don't know why.
So it's kind of all over the place. Like,
it's all over the place. Totally all over the place.
It's weird.
I think what happened, they got a memo to do it, and then they changed their minds, and then didn't change. Like, they delayed it and didn't let some people know that it was delayed.
Yeah.
Like, SummerSlam, you know, we spoke about that. We're going to get back to Vince. But SummerSlam, you know, it was TV-14. I reported it. I posted, I'm like, hey guys, it was an observation. It wasn't even like a scoop.
Yeah.
You know, scoop was the NBC thing, but they changed it back and forth. And then all week, like throughout the week, early in the week, it was TV 14 again.
Yeah.
And then it's back to PG.
Yeah, it's bizarre. On the Spectrum, when you click on Raw or SmackDown, it'll right next to like the description, it'll say TV PG. And then under the description, it'll say TV 15 plus.
Everybody's making it's however you want to see it. It's not going to matter.
Does nothing for my OCD, by the
nothing.
Way.
Nothing. So WWE filed a preliminary with an 8K filing. They're rewriting their financial statements to account for the hush money payout. The filing said that Vince McMahon would pay the money back to the company. Now, this is something really weird.
I'm sorry.
No, but he used his own money all accounts.
Yeah.
I spoke to Bob Rowe. Brutal Bob Rowe?
Financial advisor
Bob and my Rowe. Attorney. Mm-hmm. He had a theory on this. He told me what happened.
This is like some kind of make good?
I guess this is some sort of make good. You know, I think maybe partially is that the it's a company matter that the company should have paid, but it would have been a problem if the company paid. It's very it's a messy thing.
Yeah.
In recent years, Vince has been heavily edited in show meeting notes.
Oh, interesting.
Heavily edited in show meeting notes. What does that mean?
Heavily edited.
MG, you want to explain that to me? What you wrote here?
No. Okay. I think I know what he meant. In meetings where you have minutes, apparently his minutes were edited. Am I right about that?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
That is correct.
The minutes. This is per Fightful Select.
Thank you.
His minutes got edited.
There you go. WWE was one where.
You gonna blow your top?
I'm gonna blow my pants.
You gonna blow your top?
I'm just gonna rip these things right off.
When Andrew gets mad, his hair gets higher. I don't know if you guys know that.
It was heavily edited due to insensitive language and incorrect information. I wonder what the hell is that.
He was probably cursing.
This effing B. Triple H was made head of creative. That's the big story here now.
Great.
All right. Some of the updates here. So this is the beginning of the change. During a talent meeting at Raw, Triple H promised transparency. Things are going to change for sure.
Yeah,
with creative. You know, Bruce is still involved. Obviously, it's still a transitionary period where Bruce was kind of still there. They have to get through these storylines. I don't expect to change tomorrow.
Well,
but maybe we do see some change tomorrow. In the beginning is Monday. If they are doing this the right way, do it the right way. Start on Monday.
I believe he said if it makes sense, it'll happen. But I think tomorrow may be that jumping off point for us. I think a lot of people are going to tune in tomorrow. I think a lot of people are going to tune in on Monday. We have been. I also think that people don't realize, like, if there was an overnight change, it would be a direct slap in the face to what Vince has wanted for the past 20 years, right? And I feel like you don't want, but like corporately and politically in the company, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be like, you know what? We've been waiting for this guy to leave. ECF and W's back, baby. You know, you can't have that.
Yeah. So some of the information here. What changes are to be expected? This is the big question I've been getting all week.
Yeah.
I can't see it being a total night and day when Vince still has majority shares.
Right.
We don't know if he's out of the board of directors. We haven't mentioned that. I'm sure they're going to mention that sooner or later. But, you know, this is going to be, even with things staying the same, it's still going to be a different company. You don't have Vince there. And this was a cult of personality type situation where it was one guy that decided everything. And if it wasn't to his standard or his liking, you went in a different direction. We saw what happened with NXT when he took it over, which, by the way, I got to talk. We'll talk about NXT. Yeah. I had a big conversation with someone about it. You know what's interesting? I'm told, like, yeah, the wrestling was great.
Yeah.
But what was it doing for character development? Like, everybody throughout NXT right now says the same thing. I don't know if it's like, yeah, it's been like drilled upon us to say this, but there are going to be changes to NXT. I don't think they're going to go full on whatever they were doing before
this. Right, of course.
But I think, you know, we'll get to NXT. Let's do that. Well, I'll hold off. So some news here. Per Brandon Thurston, the NXT is scheduled a PLE, a premium live event, for the same day as All Out. Stupid.
That is stupid.
So stupid.
Listen. I know there's a lot of AEW haters out there, but it's stupid.
That there is nobody, okay? There is nobody that was on the fence of ordering the AEW pay-per-view.
Right.
That's going to say,
I don't know.
You know what? I'm not ordering this thing because NXT's on Peacock.
There are those I'd rather people watch out there, though.
There's a ton of people that are like, the old NXT sucked. I never watched it. I had no interest in that NXT. And this NXT is so much better. Who wants to see wrestling?
Well, there's no accounting for
this. I want to see... Give me one of the girls.
Zoe Stark.
Zoe Stark. Nobody... But there are people like that.
Oh, absolutely.
By the way, no knock at Zoe Stark.
No.
Whatsoever. There are people that are watching this product for the product that it is with the hopes that it never changes, which is fascinating.
I think also because their perception of NXT prior to this iteration may have been that it was too gatekeepy for certain people.
I think so.
Where it was like, I don't know who these guys are. I don't know who Roderick Strong is. I don't know why he was Mr. ROH. I don't care.
Yeah.
But now it's like such, it's so fresh that I think folks can jump onto it. And we get that every time we tweet anything, you'll get these people who are just straight up AEW haters and WWE like
stands. Or the opposite.
Yeah, or the opposite.
I get that too. I see something positive about WWE, all of a sudden I'm a shill for them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's true. You do get paid a lot of money by Nick Khan.
Man, I would love
and
that.
And Tony Khan.
And Tony. All the cons.
Yeah.
Any con in the world.
Shere Khan.
Shere Khan.
Shao Khan.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan's been paying me for a long time. Dave Meltzer reported that WWE is again trying to work things out with Sasha and Naomi.
I think that's going to happen now.
I mean,
I think Triple H is going to make this happen.
John Laurinaitis is gone. Vince is gone. You know, this kind of like all of this happening at the same time makes everything so intertwined and connected, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania 40 was announced to be held at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
Cool.
Do you want to go to Philly on in April?
That's a big no for me. You know where I want to go?
Where?
I want to watch it on TV.
I want to watch it on TV too. They should do like a destination one, like in the Bahamas. Like, I would go to that.
Like a Cancun,
yeah.
Bahamas.
Yeah. I want a destination. Yeah, I want like a nice beach vacation.
That would be fantastic. I think that would be cool. But you'll get the same people there because these, like, I think the WrestleMania fans specifically love to travel for the show.
Yeah, yeah. Big time. It's a big listen. It's an event. It's going to take place April 6th and April 7th, Saturday and Sunday. NXT announces Heat Wave special on August 16th. Heat Wave's back. ECW pay per view. Bron Breakker will defend the NXT championship against JD McDonough.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
I don't even know who that guy is.
You don't even know who that is.
I don't even know who that guy is. I feel like I haven't watched NXT in maybe 5 weeks.
And you forgot everything.
And I don't know. I don't know.
Jordan Devlin, dude. Jordan Devlin.
There you go.
They changed his fucking name. Why?
Mandy Rose defends the NXT Women's Championship against Zoe Stark. I think Zoe's gonna take it.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you something. I have not watched NXT.
Yeah.
I barely watch it. I have no. My interest level is below Impact for NXT for me. How did that happen? Like, honestly, you and I were so high on that product.
Yeah. You know what? I think it was like we gave the new thing a shot, and then I think for both, like, collectively, it just dipped and we kind of gave up on it. I still DVR it, and I'll like,
me too,
fast forward through it sometimes. But for the most part, I'm like, MG does a great job with the notes. I'll read the results.
It's not a terrible show.
No.
It's just not a great show. And I fell out of it after the NXT 2.0 stuff. Like, yes. I didn't fall out of it immediately. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to give this a chance.
Gave it a month.
I understood what they were attempting.
Right.
And it just got whack.
You know why? I don't think it did.
You could report that, by the way. You could say Andrew Zarian said NXT just got whack.
NXT 2.0 is whack.
Just got whack, man.
Again, not to poo-poo on it, but it's not. I don't think it's just something that doesn't do it for us right now.
No.
You know? I wanted to. Like, yeah. I've watched Raw 2 weeks in a row.
Me too.
Which I had for on Monday.
Maybe, you think it was a TV 14 story? I think.
Maybe, I don't know.
I think it's Jake Paul for you.
Definitely. Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. Jake Paul. They're all Pauls. All the Pauls.
Paul White.
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Sorvino, RIP.
RIP, he's dead. Mandy Rose will defend the NXT Women's Championship against Zoe Stark. Great. AEW Ring of Honor news. Death Before Dishonor Fallout. Claudio has won the Ring of Honor world title.
Great show.
And it was a very good show.
Biggest crowd, right? Biggest crowd Ring of Honor's ever had?
No,
I'm not counting the New Japan show.
No, there was another one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they had a big one. It was a WrestleMania. Biggest crowd for a non-WrestleMania weekend for them. Most ordered pay-per-view. They did really good numbers. MG, if you could find those numbers for me and send them to me, that'd be great. I just read them. I didn't put them in the notes. FTR and the Briscoes had another match of the year candidate. I thought their first match was a little better. This was a great match. I think the 2 out of 3 pinfall thing kind of like takes it out of it a little bit.
I love this.
Better than the first one?
Better than the first
really?
One.
Really?
Loved it. Loved
I like the first one a little bit.
This one, to me, I felt like JR. I felt like I was going to explode. I think this one, to me, because of the story going into it and after that first match, there were moments in this match where I was like, I felt
the Grisham
for it.
Match?
No. The FTR
match.
The FTR match. There were moments in this match where I was like, "Ooh, this seems like it's getting a little real."
Yeah,
you know.
They were stiff.
Yeah, and that really did it for me. How did you feel about the opening with Grisham losing?
I
Great match.
Very good match.
Claudio's the guy to put that belt on, by the way.
Claudio is the guy, in my opinion. Listen, I don't think they did a bad decision. If the story is true that he, you know, he threw a hissy fit because he was losing in it,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you get paid to do a role. Mm-hmm. That's what you're getting paid to do. You're an actor at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 36,000 buys, the pay-per-view. And cool. I think, what was the total net? MG, our producer, there were two numbers. There was a pay-per-view buy and the digital buy. Do you have the breakdown from Dave? I saw it this morning.
Continue.
You look at, listen, Jonathan Gresham is fantastic.
Great worker.
Great worker.
Great entrance, great music. Great entrance. Everything about him works.
I get why they put it on Claudio.
Great promo.
I would have done the same.
It's interesting.
I would have put the title on Claudio for sure.
Because do you think Gresham suffered from the closure of Ring of Honor, the lack of TV time, and also the pandemic era of Ring of Honor?
I think he prospered in the pandemic. I think it's the opposite. Mm. I think Gresham did great in the pandemic, and now once you took him out of that element, and you're like, okay, you're going up against a guy that's 6'4". You're going up another guy that's 6'2".
Giant.
Gigantic. And yeah. Listen, it's terrible. Listen, there's a lot of guys that are fantastic workers.
Mm-hmm.
27,000 digital, 9,100 traditional. I'm shocked by that 9,100. That's a lot for pay-per-view. You know, there's so many of those guys that I really like to watch wrestle.
Yeah.
But you're looking to get Ring of Honor on national television. You know?
Do you think
is a guy that's 5'5", 5'6", 5'4", whatever his height is?
I think he's 5'4".
5'4". You know, there's a lot of people when you give that. And again, listen, I'm not knocking the dude whatsoever.
Right,
I think
it's
fantastic. I'm just saying I can see how they justify taking the title off of him.
Do you think fans, and maybe yourself included, are afraid of big boy logic? And by big boy logic, I mean put that title on that 6'4" dude, you know?
But isn't that historically what wrestling's been? Mm-hmm. Except for the babyface that really, really gets over, that's smaller and people love. You know, like Rey Mysterio, they're like, well, Rey Mysterio's 5'4". I'm like, mm-hmm. Rey Mysterio was a once-in-a-lifetime act.
Yeah.
Like, you can't compare that. And Gresham is great.
Yeah.
You can't compare a Rey Mysterio that we never saw a guy wrestle like that. We never saw a guy his size. We never had a masked, like, he's probably...
Super kid-friendly.
I would say the most successful luchador to ever wrestle in America, like on that level.
Absolutely.
National television, world title, beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved. I mean, you could give me older acts, but nobody had the exposure that Rey did.
Well, also a part of it, I think, has to do with, like, when you see Rey Mysterio, you immediately cha-ching and go, action
money.
Figures, action figures, action figures, kids, kids, kids. You know what I mean?
You know who saved his career? Conan.
Yeah.
He was going to be a mini.
No.
Yeah. Wow. They wanted to bring him in Mexico as a mini originally. He was going to become like the king of the minis. And Conan was like, what the F are you doing? No, don't be a mini.
Can I start calling you the king of the minis?
I am the king of the minis. I'm shrinking as I'm going along.
It's such a great nickname.
King of the minis.
The king of the minis.
So like Gresham, listen, man, you can't compare Claudio to Gresham for me. That's just me. And it has nothing to do with, I mean, you want to get on national TV, right?
Yeah.
Is your champion that's 5'5" going to sell that point to get on TV? Or do you want someone with a recognizable name that defines your brand?
TV experience.
Has TV experience.
Big time TV experience.
Yeah. Listen, it makes sense for me. And I think Gresham should stay. I don't think Gresham should leave.
No,
I think
there's
a ton of upside with Gresham. I think he would do fantastic in Ring of Honor. I think he could win the world title. But if you're in a business position where you're trying to get all the eyeballs on your product and carve out the niche of what you are, and you're having difficulty getting on TV, you're probably going to do better with a recognizable name that has been on mainstream national television for 15, 12 years, whatever Claudio's been there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's an interesting argument and an interesting discussion because, you know, ideally in like a wrestling fantasy sense, wouldn't the right answer to be, okay, I'm losing to Claudio, but to get over as one of the biggest baby faces in this new version of Ring of Honor.
And he would.
Go through the gauntlet of beating tons of, like, now he's at the back of the line.
Yeah.
He's beating everybody, beating everybody, beating everybody to finally get to Claudio, lose again, and then win again.
Yeah, you could do so much. You could build that up, but, you know, listen, I hear so much of, like, the talent. stuff that like I never talk about because it's it's the paranoia
Of, the political...
of work. And every job has that. Like every job. Like you have, you know, bookings and stuff that sometimes you're a little uneasy about it. You don't think that the client's happy. You're trying to work. Like that happens in every work, every business. But
a little politicking.
You know, the only disappointment that I had with that match was that they didn't give it enough time. And I could see him being upset and saying, like, listen, I'm the world champion. Why am I not in the second, you know, the second to last match or third to last match? Why am I opening this? At the end of the day, I thought it was a fantastic match. I thought it was a fantastic pay-per-view. They did a great job.
Let's see.
Tully.
Tully's done, apparently, with AEW and Ring of Honor.
Don't know what happened.
Storyline-wise, Prince Nana's back, baby. Purchased Tully Blanchard Enterprises.
Yeah, Prince Nana forever there. They also, AEW announced last night, and we'll go into this, they announced the Trios title finally. It's an homage on a classic belt. Which belt is that?
I'm not sure.
Is it the...
MG would know.
MG would know. The TV title? The WCW? It's one of them.
MG would know.
Somebody sent it to me.
I did love the tease from Wednesday of getting the reunion of the Hung Bucks. Hangman.
Yeah, that was nice. So they announced Trios title introduced. Finals will take place at All Out. Historically, Tony, this belt was supposed to debut on the second Jericho cruise.
That would have been cool.
I believe it was around that time it was supposed to debut, but the pandemic kind of delayed it, obviously. And I guess they never thought of the time. This here's a question for you.
Shoot.
And the chat room and people listening to this. Should they have debuted with a Trios title? I think that company should have started with a Trios.
I feel like with just the origins of AEW and where all these guys come from, it would have been a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But I did like that they had a very limited number of belts to begin with. And now
it's like everybody's got a belt.
But if I do, my prediction is the Bucks will be winning this in whatever capacity.
Kenny or
Kenny or Hangman. And I feel like that's great for them. Because they don't have to work strenuous matches and can have belts and the tag titles could be swapped between FTR and everybody else. I think the Bucks will take the Trios and they're going to be out of that tag team title picture for quite some time.
I think that's fine. I think that's a great way to take tag champions out, you know,
and plus they're EVP still. So like you know,
gives them more time. I'm cool with this. We'll talk more about this when we talk about the show. AEW coming to Canada this fall to Toronto. This fall, 10-12 and 10-13, Rampage taping on a Thursday.
Interesting.
They're doing two nights in Toronto. This will be their first showing in Canada. Long awaited debut in Canada.
X, you want to go?
You want to go to Toronto?
I've never been to Toronto.
No?
No.
It's a clean New York. That's what everybody tells me. It's a beautiful, clean, friendly New York.
There's a lot of clean New Yorks out there.
It's New York. It's New York. Somebody said, it's like New York in like 1998.
Oh, like post, like right when Giuliani did the job.
It was like nice and clean, no problems. You could walk, I'm going to say this to everybody. Times Square was a dump, okay?
No, it was the worst.
It was a scary, scary, scary place. Yeah. Up until like the mid-90s where it cleaned up. And then like in the late 90s, it was beautiful. 2000s, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Now it's hell on earth. There will be...
hell is coming back to New York.
No, I'm not even exact. It is hell on earth. Mm. It is so bad. New York is so bad. Disgusting.
It's not like 70s New York where everything was like bombed out.
It's like 80s New York. We've hit 80s New York.
No. I disagree with you.
I saw a homeless man.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Aggressively start spitting. Everybody. Just spitting.
Mm-hmm.
Screaming.
Like at people or
at
in
people.
The air?
No. At people.
Yeah.
And just like, ha! Like one of those. It's like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Nobody said a word. It's like, no, that's normal. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Hell on earth, this cesspool.
Are you
going
to move to Florida?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah?
I can't wait to get out of here. I'm counting down the days. I'm just waiting for the moment
Miami?
To get out of here. No. I'm going to the other side.
You going? Are you doing Gulf Coast?
Tampa?
Are you going to be a Tampa boy?
Maybe Sarasota.
Yeah.
Clearwater.
Oh, look at that.
Hanging and banging on the beach.
Jacksonville?
No. Won't go to that side. I don't want to go to that side. Let's see. WWE TV highlights. Roman Reigns cut a promo on Brock. What'd you think of Raw? Raw was not bad. That crowd was hot, man.
Raw was not bad. Roman's intro is so effing long, and it's even longer when you see it live. Really fun beginning. I really liked how Paul Heyman broke the mic guy's chops. It was very loose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
The mic didn't work.
Theory comes out. Roman, bless you, the mandate. Your daddy isn't here anymore to protect you. And the entire first hour of Raw was Theory getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Great. That's fine. Very good job. I feel like that's old school. That's great. You know, it's a very tongue-in-cheek way to send the crowd a message, I guess.
Rey Mysterio, 20th anniversary celebration. Judgment Day kept attacking them all night. Bloodline defeated Riddle and the Street Profits in a main. Riddle's hurt. Mm. I think he has a stinger. He's out of SummerSlam. Let's see who replaces him.
Yeah.
There's a couple names.
Yeah.
Maybe a return.
Maybe. Maybe a couple of returns.
Maybe a couple of returns.
Very interesting.
SummerSlam. Let's go into predictions.
Oh, SummerSlam is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We'll be tweeting it.
Yeah.
And hanging out.
I'll be in my tub.
You'll be in your tub.
Okay. Should I tweet
with
out?
With the toaster held over your... Actually, no. You have a pulley system for the toaster when you dump it into the tub.
It's like a... I got like a smart door. I just pull it and it just drops right
flash
in.
Dance.
Still plugged in. That's how we get my powers. You know that? I do that once a month.
The only thing that turns you on.
It's like microdosing for me, all right? That's the only thing that turns me on, and that's the only thing that keeps me going in life. Once a month, I got to just throw that toaster in. I'm back. I'm powered up.
You're like PCO.
Did PCO ever do that? Is that a bit that PCO did? Because if it isn't, I think it should have been done where he's in a tub and that lunatic, like, monster man.
The doctor.
The doctor, whatever. He just comes out and just drops a toaster in?
Like, well, he did. He used to come out in the electric chair, remember? That was awesome.
Herman Munster, that's how he got created, right?
I feel like AEW's missing out on not getting that full PCO gimmick on TV.
SummerSlam predictions. MG Geek is losing his mind and he's giving us time checks at 24 minutes to hurry the F up and stop the nonsense. Undisputed WWE heavy. Undisputed WWE.
What a psychopath.
I know. He's like 24 minutes.
What a fucking nut. MG, come on, man.
He really is you don't know. He calls me and starts yelling at me about us not keeping the show tight.
Yeah, I know.
And then, like, God forbid we go over 90 minutes. He's like, you're over by a minute. I was like, who's going to punish us? What's happening here?
It's good that he's on top of it, but he gets so horny when we come in at an hour or we come in at perfectly 90 minutes. Yeah, he's like, guys, let me tell you. Whew.
Yeah, he gets very horny for our time.
I almost
time stamps.
Put the light out.
Universal Championship, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar in a last man standing match. The last time, the last match, the last people. This will never happen again.
I hope
right?
so.
Is this what they're telling us? Because they told us this with Randy Orton and John Cena, and they had like five more matches.
I'm convinced they're still going to have one more match.
All right, let's do our prediction here. Give me this match.
Roman wins.
Yeah.
Screw finish.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get another one at some point.
What if Lesnar wins, lights go off, Fiend shows up?
The Fiend?
Yeah.
I thought you said the Bean.
The Bean.
Like Mr. Fiend.
Yeah, Mr. Bean.
Rowan Atkinson shows. You know what? I don't want to see that title on Brock, man. They got a good thing going with Roman.
I think they got a great thing going with Roman. But
and the
Roman,
bloodline.
Does Roman win clean? I think he should. I think if this is going to be the last time we see Brock for a little bit and you've solidified Roman as the king, right? It's weird seeing Brock Lesnar chase as a babyface, right? Without Heyman.
It makes zero sense. Well, also, Austin Theory has a briefcase.
Austin Theory has a briefcase. So maybe he'll attempt to cash in and something will happen.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I'm very curious about this match. I have an idea of where they're going to go based on things that were said, but I really don't know what the finish is. I have no clue, and I don't want to know. I like going into this unexpected.
Same
I haven't
here.
Even dug to find out. SmackDown Women's Champion, our girl Liv Morgan, we're big fans of Liv here on the show, versus Ronda Rousey. Listen, you know, here's the scenario. You're making Liv, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ronda's on a decline. Decline or decline?
You can say either.
What do you say?
I say decline.
I say decline, depending on the moment.
Okay.
This is a decline, not a decline. This is a decline.
This is a decline.
Yeah.
Okay.
A decline, for me, is this.
Yeah.
Like, physically. A decline is more metaphoric.
Okay. I get it. No, I get it. Thank you for teaching. I don't know how to read, by the way.
So, dude, I just took, you know, I took all those happy pills right before the show.
Did you?
And then I just put it in my coffee. I shook it up. I just shotgunned it.
Those gas station boner pills you're famous for?
Fantastic.
King of the minis.
King of the minis, baby. That's what Jess calls me. United States champion. Liv Morgan and Ronda Rousey. What do you think?
I think if Triple H is going to put his stamp on matches for tomorrow night. This is going to be a good one because I feel like he can definitely mold this Liv and Ronda match into something that's special.
Can I tell you something?
Shoot.
You know what I heard?
What?
Years ago, yeah. MG Geek escaped the country he was living in.
Uh-huh.
And he went to Argentina.
Transylvania?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago.
And he makes visits to Antarctica regularly.
Very interesting.
Yeah. He's one of the few people that goes there.
Older than we think.
Way older than we think. They're ageless, right? Aren't Mogwais ageless?
Thanks. Just don't feed them after midnight.
Just please, whatever you do, never feed. If you see MG Geek, okay, our producer, I'm sure you'll see him at an event. If it's like 11:58, don't even think about it.
He'll be the guy dressed like Lita while we're dressed like Matt.
All right. the gas is back on in the studio. Bobby Lashley in theory. Oh, Liv and Ronda. Who wins?
Liv retains.
I want Liv to retain. They got to do something with Ronda. They got to or Ronda comes out and just brutalizes her. And like, now you got like a serious, like I'm done playing Ronda. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that too. But Liv needs to. Yeah. I like this push with Liv. Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory. United States Championship.
Lashley wins. Yeah. And I think that'll play into Theory cashing in later.
Oh, I have a Los Angeles number calling me.
Spencer.
818 number. It's LA. I'm not answering this. It could be Denise Salcedo yelling at me.
It's Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Not Denise, but like actual Hollywood. You want, put it on speaker.
Hello? Probably for work. They'll leave a message. Let's see. United States undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions, the Usos, take on the Street Profits. I think the Street Profits should win this with Jeff Jarrett.
Absolutely.
Is Jeff going to throw... Okay.
You mean Mark Twain?
Mark Twain. Is he going to throw a punch?
I think he's going to throw several punches.
Those big ones that he does? I love his punches.
I think a lot of people are going to get smashed with guitars. He might smash a guitar in his own head.
You think he'll sing the song?
I don't think he's going to sing this song.
My day working hard on the go. Great song.
Isn't it interesting that Jeff Jarrett's back in the mix on TV?
Jeff's the best.
We got Pat McAfee versus Happy Corbin. I think this is going to be a fun match.
I can't believe the longevity of this man, Jeff Jarrett, huh?
Yeah.
He's in the Bullet Club. Yeah. He was in NWO. He founded TNA. Uh-huh. He was TNA World Champion 80 times. Mm-hmm. IC Champion. Mm-hmm. WCW World Champion. Mm-hmm. Broke like 5 million guitars. His dad is a promoter. This guy is the last of the carnies.
Holding on.
He's the last. Like, really. Like, and I'm not, again, no disparagement towards Jeff Jarrett. Like, this guy is.
Is he the last of the carnies?
I think so. From that generation of wrestling? Nobody's left from Memphis.
Do you think it's like him and Bruce?
Him and Bruce. Like active wrestler though,
active wrestler
from that era, promoter. Yeah, Bruce is like one of those guys too. But like promoter, wrestler, you know,
Kevin
Booker.
What's Kevin? Kevin's
not around.
Yeah, okay.
And he's an executive at WWE. Look at that. This was a guy that was, what was it? How do you spell his name? Done. Done. Uh-huh. Right? Isn't that what Vince said on the last Nitro? He purposely had a video of Jeff Jarrett wrestling.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's not coming.
Who do you think is the carniest guy in AEW?
Tony Khan.
Oh, like Spig Swerve.
I think he does. I think he's crazy.
Like he's really the carniest dude.
Oh, it has to be.
Oh, interesting.
Has to be. Pat McAfee, Happy Corbin.
I think McAfee.
McAfee. I'm thinking Street Profits. You too? For the previous match?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch.
Becky takes it.
Okay.
She looks like she's from the Jetsons right now. I like that. I love
she
that.
Is bonkers looking now. Logan Paul and The Miz. This is their big celebrity match at SummerSlam.
Logan Paul.
You know, it's wacky to me. Like, those two, the Paul brothers, they're such heels.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you don't want to like them. But, like, you know, kudos to them, man. Like, what a success story. Everything they touch has worked.
Surprisingly, right? If you look up like Logan Paul and his brother on like Wikipedia, you're like, what?
And you know, there are so many people that don't like them.
Yeah.
Like purposely. They want them to fail.
Yeah. I think it has a lot to do with the modern era of content creation where
folks
who are our age don't get it. And I think like you know, like you look at somebody like that and you're like, what's the big deal? He's posting videos of himself on YouTube. But
no, yeah. I get their big deal. I get it.
MFers love shit like that.
Yeah.
Like look at all like the all the streamers, like all the big gamers like Ninja and PewDiePie and all those dudes. You know, like they're legitimately just playing video games and doing commentary.
Yeah.
And that's the modern landscape of content creation. It's very interesting, you know, but he's clearly a talented guy to be on this big stage with The Miz.
It's working for WWE. The numbers went up since he's been on TV. By the way, Jeff Jarrett was also a horseman and he's in that Flair match.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
We forgot about that.
Is this the last run of Jeff Jarrett? Do you think Jeff Jarrett's going to be one of Moody's final opponents in the next year?
Oh my God.
He's wormed his way in everything.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And you get the mysterious. Well, who's going to take Logan Paul and Miz, by the way?
I think Logan Paul should.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Or they have the Miz beat him and the crowd like turns Miz total babyface.
I don't know, man. Do you think this is going to be the end of the testicle talk?
I hope so. I hope so. I really do.
Is TV-14 just more balls talk?
You know what's really funny? Someone said that to me. He goes, do you think they're going to go TV-14 because of all the balls talk? I'm like, no. Long-term thinking. Not
balls.
Sure. I hate the testicle talk.
You don't like the balls talk?
It's juvenile humor.
I do think with the TV-14 stuff, they should bring all the Jackass dudes back again.
I hate the Jackass dudes.
I know you do. The Mysterios versus Finn Balor and Damian Priest. No DQ match, which means that there could be run-ins, right?
There could be run-ins. There could be a turn. Mm-hmm. Is this when... is this maybe Dominic joins the Judgment Day?
I don't want a spooky Dominic. Do you...
Oh, God. terrible spooky Dominic.
Does heel Finn Balor work for you? It's like men's amends, right?
Men's amends.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too late. I love Balor. Yeah. I love Priest, too. They're both great. Is this, you know, months ago, I was told that the turn will come. Dominic is going to turn on Ray. And remember they started hinting at it where he was getting frustrated with Ray, and they pulled, they said, no, let's not do it yet. If there was a moment to do it, you know.
Now's the moment.
Maybe now. If you're going to have, you know, Ray's career, how many more years are going to go, right?
What? He might do another 10 years, dude.
I mean, he looks great. Yeah. He's moving great. But how many more years can you do? Do the mask match?
Not to interrupt, but you know what? I'm gonna piggyback on what you're saying. He does look great. And now, you know, a lot of his moves, like if you look at the moveset now, it's a lot of him sitting on dudes.
Yeah. Just him sitting on dudes.
And that's it. You know what? It's great. Like a lot of workers have said in the past, working with Ray is like a Sunday stroll because you know what to do. You know what he's going to do. He doesn't have to do anything else because 619 pops the crowd. Sit on a dude's chest, pops the crowd. You know, like, that's it. Nothing fancy, nothing crazy. He's not getting thrown into a truck by Kevin Nash. So I think he can prolong his career for the next, God knows how long, you know?
Yeah, it's possible. What a great career that man has had, 20 years.
Amazing.
He should have never happened by a lot of people's standards, right? He should have never gotten over by a lot of people's standards. Kids loved him.
Yeah, kids still love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. Ric Flair's final match on Sunday. By the way, Saturday, we'll be live tweeting this.
Beautiful.
I want to enjoy the pay-per-view alone in the dark in my tub.
Two toasters this time.
You know how... did you watch Stranger Things?
Yeah.
You know how, like, L goes in that tank, that hyperbaric tank?
Yes.
That's how I watch wrestling.
You just fill...
I drown myself in the tub.
Well, it's the combination of drowning and the electricity.
Yeah.
Which they bounce off each other, so you just get more rejuvenated.
White thong. I just put on a white thong and enter in, and I just close my eyes and envision what's happening.
The bathtub is also on top of quicksand.
Yeah, I'm sinking everywhere.
Let's go from the bottom to the top.
All right.
So, Ren Narita versus Yuya Yamura. Great. Killer Cross with Scarlett versus Davey Boy Smith Jr. That's an interesting match.
Oh, you got me. No. Go down to the other page.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah. Page two sorry has about, more. There's 80 matches.
I'll go. Okay. Sorry, guys. I'll start again.
Thank you, Rich.
The Bunkhouse Battle Royal.
All right, cool. The Bunkhouse Battle Royal's back.
Great.
That was a Dusty thing, right?
Yes. Jonathan Gresham and Nick Wayne versus Allen Angels versus Takeshita. That's going to be a fun match. I think Takeshita wins.
I'm big on Nick Wayne. Are you big on Nick Wayne yet?
I like Nick Wayne.
Okay. Nick is a good friend of the Observers. Buddy Wayne is his father.
Oh, interesting.
World-renowned trainer, wrestler. I'm I really hope he becomes a huge success in wrestling, because I love mm-hmm. those stories where like a 16-year-old kid starts out and they masters his craft and they do great.
Up next, you got the Von Erichs, Marshall and Ross Von Erich versus the Briscoes. This is fascinating because this is going to be a great match. And apparently the rumor, I don't know if this is confirmed or not, the rumor is that Flair saw the names on paper and was like, yes, without realizing.
Say that. Okay, by the way, that bit that we said that PCO gets electrocuted, they've done that with the water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
PCO getting electrocuted in a water tub.
Sweet.
Yeah, so they did it. Okay, sorry. I got too distracted.
So we got the Von Erichs versus the Briscoes, right?
Okay.
And there was like a rumor, I don't know how true this is, Flair saw the match on paper and was
this
like,
match?
Absolutely,
this
because
match.
Of the names, not realizing it's, you know, your dem boys.
I think it's a, well, I mean, think about it, right? Briscoes and Von Erichs, how do you not have this?
Right.
Yeah, how do you not? Yeah.
You got Ren Narita, Yuya Uemura. Great.
Okay, cool. Very cool match. That should be a really good match.
I think Narita's going to win. Killer Kross versus Davey Boy Smith Jr. That's an interesting match.
Okay. Very interesting match for both.
Big dudes.
For both of these guys, right? Davey Boy was signed to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Right around WrestleMania?
This year.
This, and he just like, he got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And he did one dark match and that was it.
Yeah.
Never did anything again. So I'm curious to see how he looks. And this is a good tryout for both guys. Killer Kross also has been working in a bunch of territories. He's been going around, him and Scarlett.
Yeah.
He's an impressive guy.
Mm-hmm.
He does a great Jesse Ventura impersonation.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. If you guys haven't seen it, you should. I want this match to be unbelievable.
I think it's going to be unbelievable. Yeah.
Both very good workers, too.
Very interesting. I wonder if Killer Kross gets brought back to WWE now. I think a lot of these guys are going to come back, dude.
I think he would be one that I would. Well, I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. I do think, can we take a quick pause?
I would love to see him back.
I do think a lot of these folks that were let go are going to be enticed with money. And I also do think that a lot of these AEW dudes who are uptight or done with their contracts, Triple H is going to be like, listen, it's a different ball game now.
I think... We'll go with, I'm sure we're going to get a ton of questions, and I want to get your opinion on that, on what you think is going to change.
Yeah.
We'll take some time with that. But Killer Kross, you know, how easy could it be? He shows up with Scarlett on TV, and he shows up with a stupid freaking helmet and that thing.
Uh-huh.
Whose outfit was that we would always joke about? The movie with
Mad Max?
I'm talking to Cerebral.
Lord Humongous?
No. The Sean Connery movie.
Oh, Zardoz. Yeah.
His Zardoz outfit. There you go.
Zardoz.
And he's like, you can take this and shove it up your ass. You know, this isn't who I am. This is what that old man wanted me to do. No more. And that's a little bit of attitude.
Then they do the good intro.
Yeah, you do a little bit of an attitude with these guys. They could bring them back. A lot of them reinvent them.
I think so. Let's talk about that after this. Yeah. The Wolves, Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards versus the Motor City Machine Guns. That's going to be a great match.
A TNA dream match?
Always good. Right. Always good. Ray Phoenix versus Laredo Kid versus Taurus versus Bandito. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That might be the show stealer. Ricky and Kerry Morton with Robert Gibson versus Brian Pillman Jr. and Brock Anderson. Wow.
Wow, there's a Pillman, there's an Anderson, there's a Morton in this match.
Can't wait. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Impact Knockouts champion Jordan Grace defends against Deonna Purrazzo and Rachel Ellering in a three-way match. That's going to be good.
Can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
I got a great gimmick for Deonna Purrazzo.
Hit it.
Okay? Exorcist. Deonna Pazuzu.
That's good.
And she's just like disheveled in like a hospital gown.
Does she look like Reagan from The Exorcist?
Yes, very much so.
I love that movie. I watch that movie like three times a year.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
I love that movie.
I like it when he starts impersonating the Greek priest's mother.
Yes.
See me.
Did you ever see Exorcist 3?
Is that the one where the archaeologist? Is that the one with the archaeologist?
No. Exorcist 3 is in the mental home, and it's the cop from the first movie.
Yes. But which one
played
is the one
by
that opens,
Scott.
Is the second one the one that opens up where it's like, the pyramids, like an archaeologist is digging. Is that the second
the first one?
That's the first one?
Yeah.
I think I saw the third one.
Three
in the mental
is
hospital.
Nuts. Three is bananas. Brad Dourif is in it, and Damien Karras comes back.
Yeah,
in a weird way.
Yeah.
Impact World Champion Josh Alexander defends against Jacob Fatu. That's going to be a great match.
Both great wrestlers. MLW guy and an Impact guy. Love it.
And your main event, Ric Flair and Andrade El Idolo versus Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal with Karen Jarrett.
You know, Rick and Andrade, they're an odd couple.
It works.
It works.
Mi papa.
Mi papa, yeah.
Mi papa.
All right, man. You know what? The big story here is what happens after the match. How do they do this? You know, this is a big send-off.
I think there's going to be a lot of crying, dude.
I hope it fulfills him. Not satisfies him. I hope it fulfills him where he never does it again.
I think you're going to get the ending of Ric Flair covered in blood, holding his ribs, crying, and doing this thing.
The Hogan thing?
Yeah, and just like bawling his eyes out. And then Arn Anderson is going to be there. Like a bunch of people are going to be there. In the audience, maybe. Who knows? You know?
Yeah.
I hope Terry Funk shows up. I know he's not in good shape, but I've been saying that every week.
All right, AEW Dynamite. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Interim AEW World Champion Jon Moxley defeated Roosh. Great match.
Fantastic.
Roosh looked really good. Mm-hmm. The big part of this, MG Geek skipped over on the notes, but after the match, Chris Jericho came out, and Moxley and him cut a great promo on each other.
Great promo.
Moxley pretty much said, like, don't give me that sports entertainment bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a line about the AEW Galaxy.
Yeah.
it was perfect because it brought up, you know, it kind of connected what Jon Moxley was talking about sports entertainment, blah, blah, blah. And he said, like, I don't want the wizard. I don't want the painmaker. I don't want the gimmick of the week. I want Lionheart. Yeah. I want the guy that was in the Super J Cup. I want that guy. So we're going to see Lionheart Chris Jericho.
I'm very excited about this.
What does he do?
Straight black tights, hair up on the top of his head. You're going to see the line. He hasn't done a line tamer in a while.
He'll do line tamer. Is he going to wear the yellow and black?
I think so. I think he'll do yellow and black.
I'm into that.
Very fun.
You know what? Those tights, bring it up to here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
He has to. He has to bring the tights up above the belly button.
Like Undertaker style.
Yeah.
It's
an old man thing. You know, like sometimes I pull my pants up a little higher.
Like Fred Mertz style?
Yeah. It just sucks everything in a little
Fred
bit.
Fred Mertz's pants were underneath his nipples. They're like this high. That Mox promo was great. Yeah. He believes every word he says.
So they're going to have a match in 2 weeks at the possibly a show named Worse Than Great Balls of Fire. The Shake at the Quake. The Quake at the, what is it?
The
Creek.
I don't know.
The Shake at the Creek?
The Creek at the Creek.
The Creek at the Creek?
The Creek at the Creek. But, you know, Mox saying the reason why this is the best championship in the world is because I made it that way. Fantastic.
Yeah, Jericho also had a great line that he would be the first ever two-time AEW champion.
Mm-hmm.
But people are like, well, that makes no sense because Mox has had the title and you're going to win an interim title. No, Mox never beat the champion for the belt. If Jericho beats the champion, then he is a two-time champion.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I thought that was cool, that little...
Wrestling logic.
The wrestling logic that they threw in, which wasn't wrong.
Is this like when Rick Rude won that... WCW
international title.
Yeah,
that was never recognized as a world title,
right?
And I feel so bad for that because it was a world title,
right? Exactly. Bizarre. Wrestling's nuts. What else we got here? We got FTW Championship. Ricky Starks beat Danhausen.
Yeah, this was cool. So in like a minute, Danhausen comes out, gets destroyed.
Yeah,
Starks got hurt in the match, so that was a little bit of a story. And after the match, he said, I want to know the challenger. This is too easy. And Hook comes out.
What a pop.
With brand new orange trunks.
Son of Taz.
Son of Taz came out. You know what? Good for him. How cool was that?
I feel like Taz was speechless for once on the mic.
Of course he was. Yeah. His son, think about it this way, right? 1997, he makes that title.
Yeah.
Right? Over 25 years ago. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 25 years ago, fucking guy comes up with this gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, miraculously, it gets revived. It gets revived for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then his son, his 21-year-old son, wins the title that he had 25 years ago. What a beautiful story.
Which is not recognized.
Which is not recognized. But what a beautiful story for Taz. Forget about the title. Forget about it. It's
and
a prop,
wrestling.
Whatever.
And wrestling.
And wrestling. It's a great story for Taz. And for any dad, like, how satisfying is that for him? Any parent, how satisfying is that?
I got a question for you. Now that we're talking about Taz.
Yeah.
When is Tony Khan going to pull the trigger on his version of ECW? You remember when Impact did it and it was like...
I want
to
see it.
Oh, I forgot what they were calling it. It was like
EV 2.0
or originals, yeah, or whatever it was called. Do you think Tony Khan does that? That's like his last ace up his sleeve. Like,
well, he did WCW.
That's true.
He brought back the good of WCW. So
he's doing some TNA. Doing a little TNA there.
Listen, the guy's a huge wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. I mean, genuinely knows everything.
What would you do? Right? Yeah.
He shows up right now.
Taz
pies me in the face.
He does the tortilla challenge.
Yeah.
One add on commentary. Taz takes off his headphones. Yeah. Right? He's like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Hook is next to him. Right? He's like, I'm sick of all these guys. And he says, use a bunch.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he's like, I'm bringing my friends out.
Who does he bring?
Dreamer.
I don't want to see it.
Sandman.
I don't want to see it.
Sabu.
I don't want to see it.
Rhino.
I don't want to see it.
Who else is left?
Bubba.
Bubba.
Bubba. I'll see Bubba.
Raven. Yeah. Cactus Jack.
No. Don't do it. Don't do it, Tony. Don't listen to Rich.
Battle Royale.
Don't listen to Rich.
Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks versus Dreamer, Sabu. Sandman.
You're making people die inside.
Now that's what I call an invasion. All right, that's not gonna happen. Ricky Starks cuts an awesome promo.
Did you say invasion?
Oh no.
Oh, it's happening.
That's what sucks me into the upside down. It's an invasion in front of Andrew.
It's just Mike Awesome doing a run in on a terrible episode.
So after Ricky Starks beats Dan Housen, cuts a great promo. Hobbs is next to him.
After Hook wins.
He cuts I'm sorry. After Hook wins, cuts that promo. Fiery, awesome promo. Really giving it his all. Clocked.
Baby face.
Clocked by Hobbs.
Yep.
Terrifying.
Promo of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he's had better promos. This is what he's always done on the indies. But this is national TV, and he finally got that moment. So pull that trigger on him, man. He's very good. Very, very good. I want all the success for him.
Yeah, same here. Sammy.
Yeah.
Would take Conti beat Dante Martin with Sky Blue.
I think Martin got hurt.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Yeah.
Trio titles were introduced. We've talked about that before. Young Bucks teasing who their third would be.
Yeah, so they had a backstage segment where they ran into Hangman, and it's Hangman's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dark Order interrupted the conversation with their goofy shit, and then the Bucks were like, yeah, we're out of here.
Yeah, listen, July babies are the best babies. Jungle Boy comes out. Fiery, interesting, like, very tongue-in-cheek promo from Jungle Boy. You think that's how he is backstage?
I think so.
Just, like, calling everybody P-words.
Yeah, he called Christian a pussy.
Yeah.
Among other things.
I didn't know I could say it.
You can.
Yeah, he called Christian the P-word. You know what? I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
You said it already.
I said it already.
This may have been Jungle Boy's coming out. I want to see this Jungle Boy. Jungle Man.
You want him to just start running into matches and stunning people?
And just cursing everybody out.
Oh, do the head bob like Austin?
It just slowly turns into Austin.
One-on-two handicap match. Swerve defeated Tony Nese and Mark Sterling. I hate handicap matches. Not a fan of them.
Yeah.
Never have been, actually. You? A two-on-one? Never it, like a two-on-one.
It depends on what it is. Like a classic Attitude Era two-on-one, I was,
you know what I like?
Fan of,
yeah. You got two opponents,
mm-hmm,
and you got the baby face, and he has a surprise partner that doesn't come in till like near the end of the match.
I like
and
that
And it's
too.
Like a reunion or it's a thing, whatever, you know?
The big surprise.
Yeah,
you know,
I like those.
You know what I like? I like two opponents versus another two opponents, and that's called tag team wrestling.
Oh, is that what you're a fan of? A 2-on-2?
A 2-on-2, yeah.
I've never seen
I think
that
it's called tag team wrestling.
I think so too. AEW Women's World Champion. What was the match? I can't.
Thunder Rosa versus Miyu Yamashita.
Okay.
It was fine. I feel like there was a lot of like flubs in that match.
I didn't see this match. I went downstairs before the beginning of this match, and when I came back, it was over, and I didn't go back.
A lot of timing issues in this match, and JR on commentary also.
Was he like, man, they're fucking this up? Did he say something like that?
Kinda. Yeah, like he really implied, he's like, he implied that he didn't know who Thunder Rosa's opponent was, and Taz very gently explained to him, like, no, she beat Thunder Rosa over the weekend to earn the contender spot. And he's like, well, okay.
Yeah.
I guess so. And the main event, Danny Garcia beating Bryan Danielson, Jake Hager's phantom hand.
Yeah.
Interrupting the match.
Okay, man. I thought this was great. Man, Danielson's so freaking good. Daniel Garcia is so good. These guys had, you know what was the spot in the night for me? Danielson mounted him near the ropes.
Yeah.
And he was like slapping, you know, Garcia's like slapping him. Mm-hmm. And he just fucking took it. And then he just bashed him in the face over and over again. Yeah. What a great, this was great. So the ending came, like you said, the phantom hand of Jake Hager.
Yeah.
Distracted, right? Was that it? He distracted him.
And Danielson did the head injury angle where he did that shotgun dropkick off the top rope.
And then the DDT on the outside,
made it look like he hit his head.
Okay.
And then because of the concussion issues, obviously people were like, oh no. You know, very added a lot of realism to it. And apparently Brian loves to troll people.
Okay, what did you think of the match? Give me your breakdown of that match.
I know you
probably paid attention tremendously to it.
I enjoyed it a lot. I think this was a very interesting like addition to the Daniel Garcia resume.
Yeah.
You know?
He beat him.
He can bring that back to the Jericho Appreciation Society. Very solid technical match. Also, like, Danielson is such a wide dude.
Yeah.
You know? And I really enjoyed it. And I did like the, obviously, now that the guy's, you know that the guy's okay, that head injury angle was fantastic. I got to punch the notes up on my phone because...
Oh, it broke again?
Things, like, freaking out.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. You could like, hit that button.
Which button?
Oh, there you go.
The like button?
Yeah. And then... Just like turn it off. There you go.
Smash that light back on.
Okay. And then hit the space bar. Did I do it?
Nope.
Notebook.
It's all right.
Okay.
I got the notes right here, baby.
I'll pull up a new one next week.
This is all you, by the way. This next bit.
Okay. Which bit? Where are we? Oh, there we go. Fallout ratings talk. Oh, they're talking in my ear. Show did 976,000 viewers. They were up against Yankees Mets. Which was number one.
Subway Series, baby.
Subway Series. Mets swept them.
Mm.
Play.
Mm.
Man, I got to tell you, first game, first inning, those two runs that the Yankees got, they were very arrogant.
Yeah.
And then they just shut up in the bottom of the first with that four-run Mets, you know, lead. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Both nights. Our boys are doing good.
Oh, I can't.
The demo, they did a 0.33. Jungle Boy, Daniel Garcia, Hook, and Ricky Starks all had big nights. So this was, you know, if you paid attention, they were building the young guys on show.
Absolutely.
They had a nice combination of the older guys and the younger guys. They put over a lot of the younger guys. They made many people. They made Garcia, Hook, Ricky Starks.
Jungle Boy. Mm-hmm. Hobbs.
Hobbs, Dante Martin, and mm-hmm. Sammy. It wasn't a like repeat of the old names. They really elevated some of these guys.
Roosh. So, do you want to go into this for a couple minutes?
Yeah.
All right. So, apparently, like, in the notes, we have Tony Khan seems to be conscious of building new stars, right? There's a lot of ways to think about this. And if we can put, like, our analysis hats on, I messaged you the other day this is a good theory. Maybe Tony Khan realizes with the investment that he made in a lot of these WWE guys that to a certain extent, and this is not like to poo-poo on the product because I love the product, clearly. Maybe he's like, you know what? I may have bought damaged goods in a certain respect.
Because these guys are all hurt?
Because these guys have gotten all banged up. They've been off TV for a while. And that return, as great as it could be, I think Tony Khan may, again, this is just a theory. It's fan theory. Maybe Tony Khan saying, like, you know what? We started this company for a reason. Let's kind of go back to that a little bit.
I think it's very, they have to create those stars. They have to because, you know, like, I'm not saying Rusev, right? I'm not saying these guys, but, like, there is a possibility after the contract's over that these guys are going to go back. It's a whole new world, and it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know? So you are given a new opportunity in the number one company in the business on, you know, national television. With a promise of a better experience.
Right.
And that's where you spent most of your life.
Right.
You know, it's your family. You know, these guys have been there for a long time. this, I don't think anybody really wants to leave. Like Danielson, right? If Danielson could do this in WWE, you think he would have ever left?
Exactly.
No.
If he was given carte blanche to have the matches that he wanted to have, I think he'd stay there.
Of course. Know?
He met his wife there and everything. I think there are certain, like, I don't see Punk going back to WWE.
No, listen, who knows?
Right.
Now, well, who knows? You know what? New company. Mm-hmm. They could start fresh. It's all. When people say, I said I would never go back to working for anybody.
Yeah.
And I tend to go back and I work for clients that I don't want to work for. Mm-hmm. But I do it with the promise of things are going to be better.
Right.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're not. So we'll see.
That's an interesting topic. I feel like we should do an extra.
Yeah, I'd like to because there's a lot of these guys.
The fantasy booking aspect of like who would go back?
Adam Cole?
Yes.
Would he? I don't know. So. I mean, you know, if you're a talent right now, I wouldn't want to be locked into a long term deal.
Right.
I would like 5-year contract,
3-year contract.
No way.
Yeah.
I'd never sign a 5-year, even a 3-year.
Mm. See, this kind of it broaches the topic. Now, there's a lot of names that are floating out there, like who's coming back to WWE because of this Triple H thing. Maybe we're jumping the gun a little bit, but Sasha and Naomi, right?
Sasha and Naomi are a name.
Bray Wyatt.
A lot of people talking about The Fiend.
Gargano.
You know, Gargano's my. I'm gonna say if there was a moment for a Gargano return, it would be SummerSlam.
Right.
That would be the moment against Seth Rollins. I would do 100%. That would be the match.
Mm.
And again, what does that do? Optics.
Right.
All right. Vince is gone. This smaller guy that's beloved that would have never made it on the main roster with Vince, right? He would have been in a match with Ricochet on main event.
Right.
He's in a SummerSlam match with Seth Rollins. They could do that Daniel Bryan thing that they did when they brought him back. Right. Wasn't that SummerSlam also? Was that Survivor Series? They brought Danielson back when they were doing that thing, when they fired him. MGK.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Survivor Series.
Was it Survivor Series?
Yeah.
Cross, another one.
Right. It's kind of fascinating because a lot of these guys were kind of like, you know, Cross didn't get picked up by AEW.
Jonah.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, it was SummerSlam. They did do it.
Okay.
Jonah was having, I mean, that guy was.
He was having a run.
A big run.
Yeah.
What happened?
And, what about Red Dragon?
Who?
Red Dragon.
I don't know if they would go back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's fun to fantasy book that stuff because, again, it's like the new shine. It's not putting lipstick on a pig at this point.
I pictured Amazing Red when you said Red Dragon, and I did not understand what you were saying to me.
Okay. Sorry about that. Fellow New Yorker, Amazing Red.
I was like, what? Why would he go back? Who do you think? Give me your top three that you feel will go back.
Honestly, like Jericho at some point. For like his Hall of Fame or whatever.
I'm sure.
You know? For me, I think Punk and Moxley are off the table.
I don't think Moxley. I don't think.
But Christian. You know, who's to say that after this AEW run, Christian doesn't have another run at the tag titles with Edge? What a great way to end your career.
Yeah. Right? Well, where's Edge? Isn't he?
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the other thing. So the rumor is that Edge is coming back with that rated R gimmick. That's what was being reported. You know, what a great go over to TV14 if you're bringing him back with the rated R superstar, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what great timing. But again, not reporting this. I'm not reporting.
No. What you're going to report is there was an internal memo in WWE it was three things.
Uh-huh.
Crotch chops are back.
Crotch chops are back. Okay.
Brawn panty matches are back.
Okay. Is that what's happening?
And you could say belts now.
Wow. Yeah. Those are the top three things.
Well, that's what you told me yesterday.
That is what I said. Yeah.
Why do you have 30 rubber bands on your wrist right now?
I don't know. I like it.
You're trying to pull. Are you doing a Captain Lou?
Yeah. I'm gonna start taping up. You know who does that? Steve would do that at press. He would put the rubber band in. He's like, look at me. I'm Captain Lou. That's what he would say to me.
R.I.P. Steve.
He's alive.
Oh, okay.
He's not dead.
I take it was the opposite of R.I.P.
No, Captain Lou's dead. Steve's very much alive. Very, very much alive. I saw him the other day.
But is he really living?
Is he really? I think he is.
We got Rampage tonight.
Yeah.
Matt Sydal versus Lee Moriarty.
Okay.
Ethan Page versus Leon Ruffin.
All right.
Anna Jay versus Ruby Soho. Anna Jay cut a great promo the other day.
Anna Jay did cut a good promo. Anna Jay, what is it? It's not Anna Jay anymore.
No?
Anna J-A-S.
Oh, okay. Jay Lethal, Santam Singh, and Sanjay Dutt versus Orange Cassidy and the Best Friends. I think that's going to be a fun match. Okay. Sanjay Dutt's promo was great where he agreed to the match and was like, I can't do this.
Where's Samoa Joe?
Probably the greatest schedule of all time.
What is going on? Like, I really want to know. I don't have an answer here, but where the hell is he?
Does he need to be around?
I mean, you got him. Right?
That is true, yeah.
Like, you got him.
Do something with him.
Why is he not in the mix? Mm. Beloved.
I want to see Samoa Joe versus Claudio.
I want to see Samoa Joe and Eddie Kingston.
Does Eddie jump ship to Ring of Honor?
I'd love to see him there. But I think he's doing some great stuff
Now. Yeah, we gotta play that that fantasy booking game. Dynamite on 8/3, the Undisputed Elite return.
The shake by the... What did I say? The shake at the quake?
The quake at the shake?
Quake by the lake.
Thunderstorm versus Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and Jamie Hayter.
Okay.
Christian Cage versus Matt Hardy.
All right, great. Well, a 20-year-old match that we've seen numerous times. Okay.
Quake by the Lake on 8/10, Moxley versus Chris Jericho.
For the AEW World Championship. Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions here with the hashtag AskMeatMen. We'll do our best to answer them.
If you guys want to fund us and help support the show is getting bigger and better. We got a lot of moving parts here. You can always super chat us. And if you super chat us, your question will be answered ahead of everybody else's. It doesn't have to be a lot, or does it? We got a super chat from Ryan Martins. I think it was reported by PW Insider and other news outlets that Vince is, in fact, off the board.
He is off the board. Is that true? Where is that on the screen?
He said PW Insider.
Oh, PW Insider's reporting it. Okay. Interesting. Very interesting.
We got another $4.99 from EMC4K. What teams would you like to see in the Trios tournament?
All right. Cole, O'Reilly, and Fish as one.
Okay.
Omega and the Bucks is two.
Okay.
Moxley, Danielson, and Yuta, three.
Okay.
You could put in the Dark Order.
Sure.
You'll put in House of Black. Right, yep. With Brody, Malachi, and where is he?
Who?
Buddy.
Buddy?
Yeah.
I think that would be a good pick.
Went back to Australia.
He went back to Australia.
Okay. That would be a good pick for the first Trios champions. House of Black?
Okay. Yeah. They have a ton of those guys. You could do the Best Friends and Orange Cassidy.
Great.
They have so many trios.
They
do. Everybody, Sting, Darby, and I don't know, you could do something spooky with them. I don't know.
Death Triangle,
another one, yeah.
A lot of trios. Tons. All these guys. It's going to be a nutty series of matches, I think. And I think it's going to blow...
FTR and somebody?
I think the fans that just specifically love AEW without knowing Ring of Honor and PWG are in for a treat.
Yeah, definitely. I think it'll be a good tournament.
We got it $4.99 from friend of the show, Bachelor 3000. Which past male and female wrestling gimmick would you both pick as chaperones for your kids' field trip? I don't have kids. Molly Holly. Mighty Molly. Absolutely.
Sable. male and female to chaperone my kids.
What was Sable's thing?
Are you guys ready for the grind?
Yeah, there you go. Oh. Hey, kids, you ready for the grind?
You ready?
Hey, guys, you ready for the grind?
Ugh.
My Sable impression.
That's a good Sable. For a man, Savio Vega.
Savio Vega.
I want Savio Vega. You know what? He will discipline those kids. He will make sure those kids are behaving on that field trip to the Bronx Zoo. Because where else are they going?
What? Eugene.
Oh, that's a terrible pick.
Why?
They'd all get lost.
Great with kids, probably.
They'd get lost. Chaperoning them on a field trip?
You think it would turn into like Lord of the Flies?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see. Kuro Metariko, who are Jeff Jarrett's partners going to be in the AEW Trios tournament?
Jeff Jarrett? Who else from that era is still around?
Jeff Jarrett.
Jerry Lawler.
And
Ric Flair.
Oh, my God. I think Haku could still do like a Samoan Spike or something.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. We got one from Connor. Can you guys see NXT PLEs moving to the main roster like War Games or In Your House? War Games on the main roster? Beautiful idea.
I think that's a great idea. I don't think they... Well, now, yeah. Whole different world. You know, that's how Triple H has wanted War Games for years.
Triple H walks around backstage going, I love it at War Games.
Oh, he's Italian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't know that?
Yeah. He's also Greek. Triple H Jackis.
He is. He's everything. Let's see. This is from Eric. Who from NXT Black and Gold returns now that Triple H is in charge of talent and creative?
I think Gargano's a great... intelligent guess.
Do you have the questions in front of you?
I do not. Do you?
I do, but the screen is freaking out.
Oh, no.
Let's see. So this is going to be a little janky.
Okay.
BC Knight, if Punk can't go, who should face Mox at All Out?
If Punk can't go, can Omega go?
Omega versus Punk?
No, Omega versus Mox.
Omega versus Mox.
You could do a three-way. You could do some sort of three-way.
I think it's got to be somebody
believable,
interesting, and believable
that can beat him. That
right.
Would it can't be like. Listen, I would love it to be like an Andrade, right?
Yeah.
I think those two would have a great match, or a Malakai Black.
Yes,
but that's not. They're not. They haven't been positioned yet in that spot. It has to be. You know what, Danielson? You could do a Danielson for the world title. That'd be interesting. You could create some sort of split.
Yeah. Let's see.
You know who else?
Oh.
Eddie Kingston.
Yeah, that's believable.
Sort of split.
There's a great main
could
event
Eddie
scene.
Eddie beat him.
You know, there's a great main event scene with AEW, and there's a lot of moving parts. What about Miro?
What about Miro?
Miro's a good pick.
I think Kingston would be the one that people would think like, oh, well, they're putting Kingston in a main event at their like WrestleMania-ish pay-per-view, right? Because this is the big one for them. It's quite possible he could win.
Despite
all odds, yeah.
Wardlow.
Where was he?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what it is? We don't watch Darker Elevation, so we don't know when some of these guys show up.
Where was he?
Let's see. This is from... I hope this comes on the screen. This is a $1.99 from the Nerd Guru. Rollins versus Gargano on Saturday would slap.
Yeah, I would really like to see that match this Saturday. That would make... You know what? You want to do another big... SummerSlam is their second big pay-per-view, third big pay-per-view, depending on how you look at it. You had Cody.
You did. They did have Cody.
Now you could do Gargano. The guy's still in great shape. Him and Rollins could have an unbelievable match. But does Rollins lose again? Should Rollins lose?
Yeah, he can lose all damn day and it wouldn't matter. Okay, this is from Ryan Evans. Oh boy. Sorry, guys. My computer screen's getting a little fudged up. But can you read it?
Yeah. At Andrew Zarian. I really don't think Tony Khan will get TV for Ring of Honor. If I'm right, what does Tony do with Ring of Honor brand and titles? Asking Matt Men. If they don't get TV for whatever reason, I think what they should end up doing is take one of those shows like Elevation, those internet shows, and turn that into Ring of Honor. And, you know, you could do the studio thing for a little bit, and I think it would be an attraction for a lot of people. You could tape, you know, a month's worth. You don't have to go live. Just do the whole NXT program. I think that would be it. I believe Tony will get TV for Ring of Honor. And I think it's very important for Ring of Honor to have TV. Mm-hmm. The problem is, what is the identity of Ring of Honor? Are you going to treat Ring of Honor as a competitor, a third brand that's competing? Are you going to treat it as your developmental? Are you going to treat it as a feeder system? Are you going to have people go back and forth? How intertwined is Dynamite going to be with Ring of Honor TV? I think these are all questions. I don't want it as intertwined as it's been. But by the way, this show, and we didn't say it, I thought it was a great show. You thought it was a great show, this Dynamite?
I really enjoyed it. Yeah,
I did
it was
too.
A great show.
Okay, why did you enjoy it?
You know what? I like the quick 2-hour show. Very quick. Nice and tight.
Okay.
Yeah.
What didn't you like about the previous two shows? The previous month?
Let's talk. The show 2 weeks ago took a hard dip after the FTR promo.
Last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the week prior was also.
I liked the week prior. But that 1 hour in, it was like right after that FTR promo, the show was here and it went.
From May 29th on, okay, I think they have had one travesty after another, okay? Injury after injury. Danielson is out. Punk is out. You got to do this title switch. You have the New Japan show that you got to deal with all the politics for that.
Yeah.
You now have a Ring of Honor show that's saturating your TV. They have not built program on TV for directly just for AEW in almost 2 months.
Interesting.
Right? 6 weeks.
That's a good little factoid that you busted out. You know what's, again, like, we're trained to think this way, but, and like, this is how original I'm being right now. Who's to say that they don't do their version of a draft? With some kind of GM. Like, imagine if Sanjay Dutt was the GM of Ring of Honor.
Nobody would truly believe it, because you're never going to get the CM Punks and the this and the that to be on Ring of Honor. I don't think they'll do... Listen, Rampage is a great example. I don't think we need Rampage. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Mm-hmm. I think these are my... I'll give you... And you tell me, Rich.
Yeah.
I'll give you my cons for AEW.
Tony.
Shad.
Yeah.
I think Rampage, I know why they did it, because they wanted a third hour, the network. So Tony was smart enough to know what a detriment that would be for optics.
Yeah, optics. Optics, man. Perception is reality.
So you don't want to do a third hour, so you do another hour on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Terrible time slot. The show's not terrible.
No.
Hasn't been great the last month or so, but I don't think AEW's had a great run the last month. I think this was a nice, very nice upswing back to reality for them. I think Rampage took away some key matches from... Like, if CM Punk debuted on Dynamite instead of Rampage, what would that number have been?
Oh, through the roof.
1.6?
Yeah. But I don't think... They didn't need to.
Yeah, but... okay, how about all those matches that we've seen? Okay, great example. Another one. Minoru Suzuki and Bryan Danielson.
Mm-hmm.
They ran that match on the internet.
Free, no ads.
Free, no ads, and it barely did 100,000 viewers, right? For the live.
You know, I think it's interesting because it's...
You're spreading.
It's that mindset of like, we're doing cool shit for the fans, you know, because they deserve it, which is awesome.
Sometimes you need it on your key program.
Here's the other thing too. I think with Ring of Honor, what do you think? 1 hour, right? 1 hour show to start with?
Yeah.
1 hour show. And I think that might be the showcase also for the Joshi style matches, because there has been complaints from the talent that Tony Khan doesn't appreciate that Joshi style of wrestling. Right?
Yeah.
You want to do another question?
Yeah.
It's from Jake. What's up, Zarian?
Yo.
People are just calling you by your last name. That's now. What's up, Zarian? According to Cultaholic Wrestling, changes expected to be made to NXT 2.0 following Triple H being made head of creative on Monday.
Yeah. They're absolutely right. How do you not have changes? Look who's in charge. How do you... I don't expect... Listen, again, back to my thing. I don't expect it to go back to the black and gold era.
Right.
You know? Like, but I do think that you're going to have a hybrid of what NXT was intended. NXT was always intended to be... What you're seeing today is what their goal was.
But they cut out the middleman for the most part.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
And this is, again, revisionist history. Have we forgotten how hokey some of these gimmicks in NXT was?
Yeah, for real.
Emma... Right? With the freaking bubbles.
The burgeoning NXT.
Okay. Emma was bubbles. The rosebuds. Okay. You want to talk about how stupid that was? The No Way Jose dancing.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to talk about that?
That was like indie shit, you know?
This NXT that we have here in 2016.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal.
It's not even remotely close to what the original NXT was.
I would love to see Samoa Joe and FTR team up again, by the way.
Which we can.
Yeah.
We can have that match.
That's the mystery. We used to say, where's Denise? Where's Samoa Joe?
Where's Samoa Joe?
Got it. Got it.
I do not see it going back to a Ring of Honor with better production. Okay. It will not become that again. It's a different company.
It's got to be something different. I think it's got to be different than what they have now.
Has to be.
But cool. Cool as shit.
It's not cool.
But they can make it cool.
I think they can. I think they can. Listen, you could. Do you take Ciampa back there? Do you put Gargano back there? Do you put Cross? Does Cross debut back in NXT? Is that your big thing? Carrying Cross and Braun Breaker?
That would be phenomenal.
You could do that as a program. There's so many things to spice it up a little bit. Mm. But the current version of NXT is hokey writing.
Well, lowest common denominator as far as writing good ideas go. That's the Vince mandate.
They are attempting to cater to a younger demographic that is hip with pop culture, and it's a much younger roster. Think about how old NXT was compared to now.
That's true.
These are all young. But however, guess who's watching it? 55-year-olds.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. I think Ciampa in the long run is like, Ciampa, I feel like, is going to benefit big time being on the main roster now that Triple H is in charge.
I hope a lot of these guys benefit. I really do.
I think he's one of the last Triple H guys, right?
Ciampa?
Yeah. That's like, that was like his guy.
Yeah. Where's Bayley? It's another one.
I think he's still hurt. All the Triple H guys and gals, I think, are going to make a big statement.
I hope so.
And I consider Ronda a Triple H gal.
I hope that they, you know, I the last time I spoke to someone there, which was, it's been about a week ago, right? Less than that. I had asked, like, what do people think, right? Like, what's the gauge here?
Mm.
Like, they are adamant that we're sticking to the plan when I speak to them. So we'll see. I expect something to change. Not drastically, but I think you're going to start seeing, like you said, words, verbiage, commentary,
match quality,
maybe a little bit more edge.
I think, honestly, like, it doesn't have to be crazy drastic.
We're never going back to the Attitude Era.
I want to say a little more loose with the promos, you know? Like,
think about
how many ridiculously awesome Triple H promos you've seen in your life.
Yeah, tons.
Right?
Tons.
And that guy being in charge of creative, fantastic, you know? I think he can bust the shackles off a little bit. Let's do another question.
Yeah.
This is from the Llama Whisperer.
Ooh, great name. Would you allow Ray to sit on your chest? What would y'all think about while he sat on your chest?
Talk about. What would y'all talk about?
Oh, talk about. You know what I want to ask him? Mm-hmm. How uncomfortable is the mask? Ray, can you do me a favor? How uncomfortable is that thing? Like, does it chafe? Like, does it bother you?
He's got enough money to make it comfortable. The ideal situation for that would be, I wake up, there's a spider on my chest. This guy, who's that jumping out the sky? Splat! And I'd be like, yo, thank you for saving my life from that spider.
Are you in bed?
Yeah, I'm in bed.
Okay, do you guys make breakfast?
And I'm like, all right, the spider's dead. Could you get off my chest? Do you want me to make you breakfast? And he's gone already.
And like, bury him like this.
Eric Prezzano, you want the last question?
Yeah.
Otherwise, MG's going to have a fit. Eric Prezzano, you get the last question of the day. What happened to Kevin Owens?
He was on TV, wasn't he, last week?
Yeah, but what happened to him?
I don't know. I don't know. He wasn't there, Eric. I don't know, actually.
That's, you know, let's do another one. All right. BC Knight, you get the last question of the day. How would you fix Austin Theory's push? I think they should give him a manager. I think they should give him his first name back.
I think he should have his first name back. What if he finds a new dad?
He's gonna do a daddy angle.
Well, you know that book, Are You My Mother, with the ducks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He just goes up to everybody there and says, like, would you be my dad?
Mm-hmm. Are you my dad?
Imagine if Steve Austin's his dad.
Oh
my God, those bits.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, kid.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I'm your poppy. And I'm your papu somehow.
I'm your papu. Is his Greek grandpa. You know what? He's his papu. I would love that. I don't hate Austin Theory's gimmick.
Piece of shit.
I don't hate Austin Theory's gimmick.
Nah,
it's early, dude. Like, I think it's so early for him. But BC, there are issues with it, right? Like, I think...
He's a good douche.
Great. He's great douchey heel.
He's an even better douche than The Miz, I'll say.
Yeah, because The Miz is over the top. Like, you genuinely, you're like, eh.
There's something I like. There's something about this guy that I like, right?
Yeah.
With Austin Theory, it's like he really nails that, like, ugh.
I like him, though.
Yeah, same here.
I see a lot of upside with Austin Theory.
24 years old.
24 years old. He's in. Listen, man, there's a lot of these guys that you see at 23, 24 years old, mm-hmm. and you're like, well, I can't. Randy Orton shouldn't have the title. He's too young. The Rock at 23, 24. I mean, he was The Rock, but
exactly.
We've had a lot of these guys, right? Yeah. Okay, well, like Cena when he debuted. I mean, yes, the guy was, you look at this guy, you're like, he's going to be the biggest star in the business, but there were a lot of detractors.
Yes.
There were a lot of people that didn't get it. They thought it was stupid. Man, yeah. Think about this, right? He showed up in a generic gimmick, you know, the shorts and no shirt, and he was the pro, you know, he was John Cena, the prototype.
Right.
He had, the whole thing was a weird gimmick. And then what did they do? They slap him with a rap gimmick.
And he
in the height of Eminem.
Took that shit to the moon.
They gave him the Eminem gimmick, the white rapper.
Yeah.
And it was never corny.
One of my favorite feuds of all time is him and Eddie Guerrero.
And he made it work. Yeah. I mean,
so
think about, and think about the people he worked with.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie, Angle, Lesnar, everybody.
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. HBK, the Heartbreak Kid.
And John Michaels.
John Michaels.
Yeah, man. Do you want to do one more?
Let's do, you know what? There's a couple more. Yeah.
Let's go
a little bit longer.
This is from the Kingsman. You're going to have to read this one. The MG's freaking out right now.
Sorry.
I'm good.
He's like, end the show.
A couple more here. Hold on. Ask Mattman. With many big names like Brock, Cena, and The Rock, who have worked with Vince mainly, will they be ready to work with Triple H just mainly for the respect that... Will they work with Triple H? Yeah, I think they will. I think Dwayne definitely will come back. Listen, they're not there for Vince. They're there for money.
Exactly.
They don't give a shit. You think Brock Lesnar gives... Brock Lesnar saw this as a great opportunity.
To make more money.
Maybe to make more money, or he was genuinely blindsided by this, and... You know, I would have, you know, he's a smart business guy.
He really is, yeah.
I think they'll be back. Listen, Cena has that Fortnite skin now, right?
Yeah.
That's the biggest game in the freaking world.
Yeah.
You're trying to get a younger demo. You're trying to get those guys to show up. Put John Cena on your TV.
Mm-hmm.
Great timing. Ooh, what if he's Seth Rollins' opponent?
That'd be amazing.
No,
just like super fast.
You know what? He could be the opponent. Perfect timing with Fortnite.
I agree with that 100%. I think he's going to show up at SummerSlam. It's going to be a fun show.
If he doesn't, it's a marketing opportunity that they're really fucking up on.
I think so. I agree with that. Let's make this the last one.
Yeah.
$9.99 from Cadillac Carson. What a sweet man. Couldn't think of a question
to ask. So I just want to say I appreciate all of you and have a blessed weekend.
There we go.
Cadillac Carson, the greatest username on the internet.
What a high note to end on.
Great high note to end on. Guys, this was a lot of fun. Rich and I are going to go and run a bath and throw our toasters in there now.
Hell yeah.
I enjoy wrestling this weekend. Enjoy it. Stay positive. I'll be back on Sunday. With Wrestling Observer.
There you go.
What are you doing Sunday?
Maybe I'll pop by.
You want to pop by and we could order it?
Maybe I'll pop by.
You don't have to watch the whole thing.
Maybe I'll pop by for Observer.
Okay, cool.
And then we'll see. Okay. What time does it start on Sunday?
Six o'clock.
Ric Flair or Observer?
Well, we could go right into it. We'll have a SummerSlam recap. We'll have Ric Flair preview.
If I can button up a couple of things this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is that how you type?
Maybe I'll pop by. I do type like that.
No, you don't.
Very fast.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it.
All right.
I love each and every one of you guys. Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye for now.
I love you.
I'm sorry. I love you.